The top 20 nicknames for the remote control have been revealed. Are there that many? Well, there's more than that, apparently. A survey reveals that the nation's favourite nicknames for their ever-disappearing TV remote. Top of the list are Doofa, Zapper and Clicker. They're the ones dominating nationwide. Oh, dear. And now I welcome Ben Craig, spokesperson for TV licensing for the London and the South East. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah.
So this survey, it sounds quite interesting, actually. But why do we have so many different nicknames for our remote control?
Well, it's interesting because we did a similar survey about 3 years ago, and there were about 50 different names for the remote control then. And we did it again recently, and we found that there are now over 100, which shows that clearly our language is changing and adapting to sort of the different ways that we're watching TV. And I suppose with TV companies pioneering different kind of smartphone-controlled apps and the remote evolving, I imagine we're going to continue to have lots of different names for our remote control.
We put these things down in the evening, we go to bed, we get up the next morning, they're not where we expect to find them. Is this common in our households?
Well, it certainly seems that people are struggling to keep tabs on the location of their remote. And on average, one in three households now have four different types of channel changers. And clearly, people are losing them increasingly. That's happening. I mean, one in three are struggling to find it. In Northern Ireland, it's being lost four times a year.
And in
the East Midlands, half have lost their remote in the past 12 months. So it can be difficult to agree on what to watch on the television, but it can even be difficult to turn the TV on, by the sounds of things.
Yes, don't we just have one remote for everything these days? It'd make life so much easier, wouldn't it?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? You never know with the changes to apps and different the Internet of Things. Perhaps we will see the remote start to come back to being one object rather than lots of different things to control lots of different TV services.
Yes, it's quite funny, really. But has the way that we watch TV over the years, has it changed?
Yeah, I think it has. You know, clearly, 20, 30 years ago, there were just four or five channels.
Oh, yes. I remember the start of Channel 4.
And that being very exciting. But obviously, things like Netflix and BBC iPlayer and Amazon Prime and all those different types of services, people are watching TV on lots of different platforms and in different ways. People tend to still watch TV live. That's not something that's in decline, but clearly people watch TV in lots of different ways, although only 2% of us just watch catch-up at the moment.
All right, only 2%.
Yeah, just watch catch-up. So obviously a lot of people do watch it, but usually it's complementary to their other different TV habits.
That's really surprising. I thought it'd be higher than that.
No, just 2% only watch catch-up. Which I found surprising too, but people still tend to watch and stream TV live.
So you're from TV licensing, and obviously this is a very important thing to own, have your own TV license, but some people still think that if they're only downloading programmes or watching BBC iPlayer, that they still don't need a TV license. What are the rules around this?
And that's a really good point, because obviously how we watch TV is changing, and up until the 1st of September last year, you didn't need a license if you were watching catch-up on iPlayer or downloading BBC programmes on demand. But the law has now changed. It was almost a bit of a loophole, really. So you do now need a TV license if you download or watch programmes on demand, including catch-up TV on the iPlayer. If you only watch ITV Player or Netflix, then you don't need a TV license.
Right.
But if you're obviously live streaming TV in any form that you would need one. But I think that reflects really that when the TV license initially came about, it was all about live streaming of television, but now it also includes the BBC iPlayer.
I guess if you're not sure, the answer there is to either contact TV licensing or even look it up on the internet.
Yeah, if you are a little bit confused or just want to double check for your own peace of mind, you can just visit www.tvlicensing.co.uk, and there's a vast array of information and different ways to pay for your TV license and to check if you need one, because I know that sometimes people do get a little bit confused.
Yes, and you don't want to be getting that fine, do you?
No, you don't. So, the best thing to do is, if you're ever concerned, check the website. There's different telephone numbers there, different bits of advice, and you can always give one of the TV licensing advisors a call, and they will make sure that you're covered and give you that peace of mind.
Fantastic. But going back to the remotes, now you said that some people have more than one, which we definitely do in our household. It can get a little bit confusing. So we have our nicknames for our remote control, but do we have a different nickname for each control, or the same name for the same?
Well, it's an interesting question, this. And we only ask people what they call their remote control.
Right.
So we didn't ask if they had different names. But anecdotally, I checked in the office, and I think people tend to have one name for their remote. They don't tend to have different names, but I suppose it will all depend on how different that and what that remote does, and whether it changes. Because if it does roughly a similar thing, I think that people will probably have the same nickname. But it's an interesting question, and maybe next time when we look at this in 3 or 4 years, it might be worth asking people whether they have different names.
Whatever did we do without the remote control? I do remember the days of getting up and changing the channel on the telly, because I was the kid in the family. It was my job. Well, Ben Craig, thank you very much for taking time to join us this morning.
Thanks.
And maybe speak to you again sometime. Ben Craig, spokesperson for TV licensing for London and the South East. What name do you have for your remote control?
Sussex and Surrey's 103.4.
Now, some of the names, just to recap there, some of the names favoured in Scotland were, the top name was Gizmo, the Mocha McCallit, that was from Wales, and the Zappa in Northern Ireland. Now, viewers in Northern Ireland, they were the most absent-minded in the United Kingdom, with over half of them surveys misplacing their remote at least 4 times a year. That's not a lot, really, when you think about it. Adults in the East Midlands, by contrast, are the UK's most careful, with only half claiming that they haven't lost a remote in the past 12 months. Well, I don't technically lose it, but it's just never where I decide I've left it the night before.